Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I'd like to do a commentary on day 74. The Bible verse is from the Psalms 63, verse 1, and it reads, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Psalm 63:1. And the title of the reading today is Pursuing Jesus. You know, looking at that Psalm 63:1, that verse, it says, O God, you are my God. I am so grateful that God became my God. Not just someone that I talked about or heard about, but someone that owns me, that knows me, that loves me. He did that for me. I could not do it myself. And part of that loving ownership came when I realized that he would not only take away my sin, but he could do it. And the reason I knew he could do it, I saw it done in the lives of other people. I heard their testimony. I saw their lives. Their lives were different than any that I had seen before. Like I've shared over and over again, I grew up in a church. My parents were both churchgoers, took us to church, and we were in church every Sunday, and things that, you know, we did. I went to a church school, you name it. But it was not until I was an adult that I was 41 years old before I became a born-again believer. You know, I'm 76 now. And 75, I keep calling myself 76. I'm actually coming up on a birthday, and I guess I'm just running ahead. But 75, but this is my point, is that it took quite a few years for me to understand who Jesus is and who he is to me. I remember at one point Jesus was walking with the disciples, and they were having a conversation, and Jesus said, well, who do people say that I am? You know, what are people saying about me? And they were, had their, you know, heard of what people had said, well, you're this and you're that and you're this. Then he turned the question around, but who do you say that I am? And that's the question. That is the big question. Who do you say that I am? That Jesus asked that to every individual. And the Bible says, you know, if I, you know, confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, then I will be saved. You know, because that, it says, is the heart where we are justified, you know. We believe and are justified, and it's with the mouth that we confess and are saved. And so, yeah, God worked that in me over time. And this is why, you know, the testimony of a life is so very, very important. Every day God gives us life, and he left us here so that we can testify that he is who he says he is, so that people can see, they can see the difference between what we are and what other people are striving for. You know, everywhere you go, people talk about peace, peace. You know, they want peace, they want peace. But the truth is that, you know, if the individuals in a certain situation, certain nation, certain town, certain house, certain, you know, city, if they don't have peace, ain't gonna be no peace. It's not peace. We don't have peace. We get it first from the inside out, from each one of us. And if we get it on the inside, then we stop striving, really, for it to be, you know, anywhere else, really. Because we know that peace comes from the Lord. It's that true peace. It only comes from the Lord. It's like when people, you see those signs. It says, K-N-O-W, know Jesus. K-N-O-W, know peace. But then they have underneath it, N-O, know Jesus. N-O, know peace. And if we don't really know Jesus, and you know, we don't know him, we're not going to have peace. We will not have it. We get to that point, in fact, like I've said before, I was a striver. I was not one who, a slacker. I wasn't. I worked hard. Well, a lot of, I worked. Because I thought that was the answer to life. Let me make up my mind on what needs to be done and let me do it. You know, just do it. Just do it. And I would do it. And I would have achievements, a lot of achievements. But after a while, after the achievement, after about days or months or weeks or whatever, it was gone in terms of any kind of satisfaction. And so, like I've said before, that song that used to be out, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, that could have been my theme song. Because, you know, I was always, it was always ahead. You know, and actually my addictive behavior with the food exemplified that. I mean, I would spend money, like even says here. Somebody told me that a restaurant was good. I would make some plan, make sure I got to that restaurant. And ate, you know, whatever there. And yeah, sometimes it was good, but it didn't solve problems in my life. I mean, in fact, when I got there, usually, I would overeat so much, you know, especially if it was good, I would eat so much that I could hardly even breathe. I didn't even want it to be over, you know, and I used to, near the end of my, love affair with food, I would eat myself sick, that I couldn't, breathe. Not every time, you know, I would have times in my life where I was on a kind of like my diet mentality. I was gonna lose some weight, but always, like I said, my losing weight was always so that I can get back to eating the way that I thought everybody else could eat. And so my whole thing, I lusted after food. Lusted, lusted, lusted. The passion that I had for food should have been for the Lord. And that's what I want in my life every day. I want a passion for the Lord because he's the only one worthy of that type of passion. And striving, you know, for him. And the thing is that he wants that for me too. He wants that. He wants me to have a passion for him because he is the best. And so this psalm is, you know, I want to live it every day. I want to say to the world, the flesh, and the devil, God is my God. And I am his. There used to be a song out and said, I'm a God girl. Yes, I am. And I want that. I want that not only at the beginning of the day when I'm in the Word and the Word is making sense to me and it's touching my heart and I'm having insights and the fireworks are going off in my mind. Not only in those times. That's a good time, so I like having that happen. I want to have it all during the day and I want to have it even when conditions are not the way I would want it to be, you know, the outside conditions. I cannot control the outside. but I can definitely control where is my focus. The Bible says this in Isaiah 26, 3 and 4, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." And so that's what I have learned. I learned that from the Word. I didn't know that. I did not know, and I didn't have that type of relationship with the Lord. And I, like I said, I was drawn to it, though, when I saw other people having that relationship. So God is my God, and I earnestly seek Him. And I realize that when I have that type of thirst, that means that I need to, you know, not run and try to fill it with stuff, you know, going to buy stuff or, you know, going to dream about stuff or whatever that I used to do, eat stuff. No, it longs for the Lord, and it needs me to, I need to be still and know that God is God. Need to stop, drop, and just cry out to Him and say, "Father, I feel empty for some reason. I know You haven't left. You know, fill me up. Just fill me up, Lord." And for me to do that consistently during the day means that I don't make my agenda a false god either. You know, I make my little mind, I'm going to get this done, do this, do this, do whatever. Not that God doesn't want me to do things. Yeah, He wants me to use my mind, my talents, my gifts, you know, all of these things, my ability to bring Him glory, to shine for Him. That's what He is calling me to do. But like I said, I can have little plans of what I think, and it just doesn't work out. And so that means to stop and find out what it is that He does want me to be doing at this time. Because the truth is that on this side of heaven, I'm living in a dry and weary land, and there's no water, but I can bring the words of life. I can bring the living water by the way that I live my life. And I want to live that life. I don't know any better way to live. I'm telling you, I do not know any better way to live. And I want to pursue Him. I don't want a day to go by when I'm doing, you know, when I'm not pursuing Him. And so what it says here about taste and see that the Lord is good. This is why I say it over and over again. Pray to learn to love God's Word. As you are in the Word of God with your heart, really with your heart, day by day, you know, doing that. And even sometimes, even, you know, hour by hour, if you need to, if you're going through a hard time. But definitely at the start of the day, of sit in His Word. You know, before you get into the Word, ask the Lord, is there something that's blocking me from being able to hear You? Because remember, you belong to the Lord. If you have come to the Lord and asked Him to take away your sins, and you are born again, you know, you are missing out if you are not immersing in the Word, if you're not taking that time every day. Because, you know, the Lord Jesus is not just for, you know, a ticket to heaven, you know, as people call it. He's not just fire insurance, okay? He's so that we can have a wonderful life, a beautiful life, so that people are pointed to Him. The Bible says in 1 Peter, so that we may proclaim the excellencies of Him who brought us out of darkness into His marvelous light. This is a marvelous way to live. And we are reminded about that when we are in His Word. You know, it's no better place to be. Because God's Word actually teaches us about his son, Jesus Christ. And so every time we are in that word, we are learning about our Savior. And we want to learn about him. We want to remember who he is and why we need him and why we came to him and why he is our sin bearer and why he has left us here to tell this good news every single day of our life. You know, and so get into his word. And like I said earlier, not a light touch. Don't fool yourself. Not a light touch. That we go into the word, we want to listen to the word. We want to read the word. We want to mark down the insights that we have in the word. And we want to pray the word. The things that we learn from the word, we want to ask the Lord, please, Father, give me, fan up the spirit in me so that I can walk out what you showed me. Because that's what the Bible warns against. It says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. And like I said, we might have that mindset, oh my goodness, I can't do that. Or that's too frightening for me to do. Or how can I ever do that? That's when we got to pray the word. Pray that the Holy Spirit just lifts us up. Like the Bible says, it's not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord that we do this wonderful way of living, knowing and experiencing his goodness, you know, and telling other people about the goodness of the Lord. And so that prayer is still true in my life today. I said, dear Jesus, you are more precious than silver or gold. And I pray to run hard after you. I pray to find my highest delight in your presence. I pray in the holy name of Jesus. And I pray that that is true for you too. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.